Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. My idol have to run day. It's just another manic Monday.
Sure, any excuse to play that, but it is a manic Monday for independents hoping to secure a place in the presidential race. 10 county councils across the country set to hear their pitches. And earlier this morning, MMA fighter Conor McGregor announced he was withdrawing his bid following, as he said, careful reflection and consulting with his family. He had been due to address a number of councils today. So who remains in the mix and how likely are they to get the backing of four county councils? That's the magic number to get an official nomination. Well, here to take us through the runners and riders, I'm joined by reporter Barry Lenehan. So Barry, let's start with, it is a manic Monday, isn't it, for everyone. Let's start with Conor McGregor's announcement this morning. So he's out. He had been due, though, to address Dublin City Council and a couple of others today, right?
That's right. Yeah, he was supposed to go before Dublin, Kildare, Roscommon as well to make his pitch to be the next Uachtaráin na hÉire. But Conor McGregor tapping out, the former MMA fighter this morning from this electoral contest, a post up on the social media site X saying that Ireland has drastically changed in recent years, he said. However, it is constrained by the straitjacket of an outdated constitution that is selectively upheld by the main Oireachtas parties and exploited to prevent a true democratic presidential election being contested. And he went on to say that following careful reflection and after consulting with his family that he was withdrawing his candidacy from the presidential race, adding that it was not an easy decision for him, but the right one at this moment in time. So McGregor, he'd launched that video outside government buildings the week before last Monday. He made advances to local authorities, sending out letters explaining why he was hoping to be part of this contest, but ultimately his candidature fizzling out in a matter of 10 days there earlier.
He said he's not done with politics, though. He promised to be back. So
that's right. So watch this space. But a nomination was always virtually impossible for him anyway.
Right. So potential candidates, they need the backing of four councils, and that at this stage is a tall order, isn't it?
That's it. Four local authority nods or 20 Oireachtas members. And as we know, the independent candidate, Maria Steed, she's the backing of 10 Oireachtas members. So she's in a halfway house, if you will. But it is a tall task. One candidate told me earlier on how, quote, we are being blocked left, right and centre in this process. In 2018, 18 local authorities gave nominations. Sean Gallagher, Gavin Duffy, Joan Freeman, all receiving the four nominations needed. Sean Gallagher actually received five, whilst Gemma O'Doherty, the former journalist and conspiracy theorist, she also received a nomination from Laois County Council. But given the makeup of a lot of these local authorities, and Fine Gael obviously whipping their councillors, saying they have their candidate, Fianna Fáil asking their councillors to be loyal to Jim Gavin, the former Dublin football manager, it is a tall task, although not an impossible one for the independent hopefuls.
And what are you hearing from Fianna Fáil? Are they listening to that gentle directive?
It's very hard to know at this stage. Uh-huh. Talking to Fianna Fáil councillors and grassroots over the weekend, there is a lot of anger at how the selection process has unfolded within Fianna Fáil. Others looking at that 29 votes for Billy Kelleher as well, and also pointing to comments over the weekend from Francis Fitzgerald and Leo Varadkar, who said that they had approached Jim Gavin to run for that party. So talking...
What was it Leo Varadkar said? I thought he was one of ours.
I thought he was one of ours, yes. So, but talking to some Fianna Fáil councillors, They are of an open mind to allow people through. Just off the phone to one in Roscommon, and they said, look, if someone is to come forward and there seems to be support, we won't be seen to block them. So the Fianna Fáil question is a big imponderable in this process.
Now, we are expecting a result this morning, aren't we, from Kerry County Council, and Kerry had people down last week.
That's right. They got the ball rolling this day last week, and Kerry really is key. Last month, Tralee picked a rose. Will it now pick a presidential presidential candidate this afternoon. And this is going right down to the wire, I'm told. Kerry County Council is interesting and it is vital for independent aspirant candidates because there are 11 independent councillors on Kerry County Council.
So it's there for the taking.
It's there for the taking. Plus John O'Donoghue of the South Kerry Independent Alliance, the party founded by former Kerry footballer Michael Gleeson. So essentially what I'm hearing from councillors in Kerry this morning is that they think a vote to nominate someone may pass by just one or two. So it is very, very tight. And a lot will depend on Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin has four councillors on Kerry County Council. Will Sinn Féin side with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and not allow somebody through, or will they allow somebody through? That's a key question mark. Mm-hmm. Labour has two councillors there, one of whom has been critical of the decision to back Catherine Connolly from that party. So they're also perhaps in play. And Gareth Sheridan, he's the likely one to emerge there should Kerry County Council put somebody forward.
Okay, and he is also, Gavin Sheridan's also targeting Laois as well, isn't he? Laois County Council.
That's right. Laois is meeting at 2 o'clock today to hear from potential candidates. And again, this is a key target, as you say, for Gareth Sheridan, because six of the 19 councillors in Laois are independents, although that does include Caroline Duane Stanley, the wife of Brian Stanley, whom of course is canvassing for Catherine Connolly. So the Sheridan camp really honing in on Laois. Now, last month, Gareth Sheridan said he had the backing of Laois County Council. That was ultimately queried and scotched by Fine Gael sources speaking to the Leinster Express subsequently. So all eyes on Laois. Can Sheridan get that one? He's also targeting Tipperary tomorrow as well. So this is a key few hours for him.
Okay, now let's turn to some of the others. Longford County Council will be hearing from Maria Steen, who you mentioned. That's happening at around 11 o'clock, is it?
That's it. Longford meeting at 11, but it's likely to decide to vote for no candidate, I'm told. All bar two of the councillors in Longford are Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and the sources there are telling me that they don't think anyone will get through there.
Now, the other names in the mix today, Nick Delahanty and Peter Casey, are they travelling?
They're travelling. They're going up the highways and byways, as are several more as well. But they are the most high profile. Nick Delahanty, one of five independent aspirant candidates who will present to Galway City Council this afternoon, alongside Lucianne O'Leary, Gurban Unk, Thomas Kelly and Joseph Obie. But other councillors are having, other local authorities are having marathon sessions altogether. 24 aspirant candidates are to present at Roscommon County Council, the same in Westmeath. Roscommon is to hear from candidates for 5 minutes each. And as one councillor said, at the end of the day, they think there'll be a thirst on them from listening to all those 24
likely,
candidates.
Likely, I would say likely. So in terms of what we can expect to hear today, Kerry will be happening, we think, soon. So you might come back and tell us about
Kerry,
that.
Yes, Kerry beginning its meeting at 10:30. It's a normal council meeting. But
okay,
there
so
will
it's
be,
underway.
It's underway. There will be a vote on whether to nominate somebody and then potentially agreement on a candidate. So that's really the key one. And that could really shape things going forward. And the other council's meeting today, we also have Cork City meeting where it's likely the independent Cork City councillor, Kieran McCarthy, will be proposed at that meeting. Whether he'll get the votes is another question. Kildare County Council meeting at 3:30, I'm told. They're not going to vote on a candidate today. They'll hear them. They'll meet again maybe tomorrow to go through what they heard, digest the pitches from all the wannabe presidents and then decide what to do from there. And then Dublin City Council also meeting this evening at 6:15. 63 councillors in Dublin City in play. They've heard from, I think, over 14 candidates already, Dublin City Council, including the aforementioned Peter Casey. So that could be interesting as well.
Okay. Now, this isn't over, though, in other quarters either, because Sinn Féin still have to decide what they're going to do on the 20th of September. Mm. Isn't that right? So either back Catherine Connolly, back nobody, or have their own candidate.
That's it. And some many political observers from across the political divide would say they are leaving it late in the day. No candidate, for instance, at the National Ploughing Championships this week, which would be a great way to press the flesh for any aspirant candidates. But really the key, Sinn Féin's next move here is critical. We heard Paul Murphy from People Before Profit Solidarity on Morning Ireland earlier making the point that if you combine the vote in an opinion poll over the weekend of Catherine Connolly and Mary Lou McDonald, who featured as a candidate in that poll, then Catherine Connolly could have potentially up towards near 40% of the vote if you combine the two.
Right.
So Sinn Féin's play here is critical. Catherine Connolly saying over the weekend that she'd gladly take the support of Sinn Féin. So all eyes on what they will do. Their potential names in the mix, Jarlath Burns, that one has never gone away, but surely unlikely now, given Jim Gavin's role in this contest. And also the likes of Michelle O'Neill, John Finucan and Pearse Doherty. The Mayo TD, Rose Conway Walsh, she has ruled herself out.
Right. And then you mentioned the ploughing. So undoubtedly Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin will be there after the think-in today, the Fianna Fáil think-in that's happening. And Heather Humphreys will be there too, and Catherine Connolly. So the three confirmed candidates will all be ploughing this week.
That's it, yes. And Jim Gavin, a post on social media, not closing the farm gate behind him, going through the green fields.
Oh, I saw.
Fields,
he's
yes.
in a sort of a farmer's... nice farmer's coat, and he's at the farm gate with the cap on him. Yeah,
with the cap, yes. So he'll be there at the ploughing. He'll be in Cork today, and also obviously Heather Humphreys will be there as well. But Jim Gavin not doing much campaigning over the weekend. Heather Humphreys obviously had her launch on Saturday. She was at the Irish Champions weekend in the Curragh yesterday in Kildare at the horse racing. So she's been out and about. But Jim Gavin really will seek to inject momentum into his campaign from today, after perhaps what was slightly a shaky start some within his own party would feel, but they're still confident 6 weeks to go that he could get up and running and get going.
Okay, Barry, will you come back to us if there's any news?
Yes, and maybe some of the candidates will be wishing it's Tuesday already after this manic Monday, I'm sure.
Let's see how it goes, Barry. Thanks so much. Barry Lenehan.